Columbus State Community College is a place that changes lives. A college that opens doors to well-paid careers in healthcare, engineering, IT, and more. An affordable college that offers the flexibility to balance work, family, and school. An open, supportive college where more than 40,000 students every year get education to improve their lives. Columbus State, the smart choice for what's next. Spring semester starts January 19th. Apply today at cscc.edu.
To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes and the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is the voice I found. For those who lost their voice, I sing it loud. Mm-hmm. I keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Hello, 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 and welcome. This is Edna J. White. I'm so glad that you are here today on Keeping It Real, where we discuss matters of the heart, the soul, the body, and the mind. Today, I want to talk to you about keeping the peace. Now, you know, we hear this saying, keep the peace, you know, protect the peace that's around you, and you know, everything peace is part of the mind. I want to talk about keeping the peace when people want to irritate you. When people want to antagonize you. When people see that they can't believe that you are real, that you have all this knowledge coming out of you, or this all this expressiveness, but loving and inspiring people, and you see the good in people. People are not happy with that. So I want to talk about that peace. I want to talk about the peace. I don't know if I want to talk about the peace that passes all understanding, because see, I want to understand peace. That peace that, because I'm human, you know, but that peace that passes all understanding is probably something I'll experience when my spirit leaves my body and goes back with God. Don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the state of tranquility or the quiet, the harmony from the hostility and the violence and the white noise in our social settings. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about that social sense that is commonly used but not used with conflict and freedom from, with the fears and the violence between individuals and groups. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about that today, because let's not be fooled. People come to upset your peace, and they mean it, because it's all a test, because they believe they can test you. So don't let anybody upset your peace. And I was sitting with a friend of mine today at lunch. So I was telling her about a situation that it was over online. It was on one of my groups, and an individual came in, and I posted something that was supposed to be positive, and knowing my group, it was very inspirational. So the circumstances around it was all peaceable and loving and inspirational. But the circumstances within that person decided to say this was a dangerous quote to be having on this page because it could give people this connotation that they should stay in something bad. So the person said that this seems like someone wants to stay in a bad relationship. So I, being the author, figured, okay, maybe she's talking about everyone else, but she was talking about me. She couldn't believe that I was a real person, that I can air my feelings and still be even keeled. So I rolled my eyes, first of all, and said, what is this about? You know, what is this? You know, and me being the person I am, I'm telling my friend at this today at lunch, I said, me being the person I am and the relationship that I have with God, I'm like, I talk to him like he's normal because he's like sitting next to me. Like, listen, what is this woman talking about? You know, what that saying does not bring out in me what she's saying. And I get it that some people may take it bad, but so what? Okay. We then get in a tiff in the DM, and I'm telling my friend this. So right away, I get upset because I see where she's coming from because it's all a test. But I responded wrong, and then I had to take it down. I had to take it away. And then she responds and she says, why did you take it away? Because I told you to take it down and you're upset about that? Now I see what type of person you are. So I was like, I said to her, no, I took what I wrote down because I had to check myself. And I have to realize that cultures are different, and I have to recognize when cultures are speaking as well as persons who are speaking. So she then says to me, well, oh, I forgot to tell you this part. Under the post, she said, hun, with a comma. This should be taken down. And I'm like, I'm then saying, wait a minute. Hun? And of course, my friend is cracking up laughing. I was like, that's like saying, sweetheart, you know, telling me what to do was not a place to be. So I calmed myself down and I'm talking to myself. I say, you know what? This don't make no sense. Who does she think she's talking to? Like me. I didn't say nothing to this woman. She comes out the blue coming at me. And something simply said, calm down. It's a test. And I had to calm down. So I said, and I thought before I did it, chatted it out. I said, I'm not favorable to the word hun. My name is Edna. But I can understand the cultural meaning of what you meant. And you say you said it in a loving manner. Okay, I can understand that. And for you to say, I know who you are because you're cold, I don't understand that statement. But again, I go back to, I'm learning to understand and populate this information when I'm talking to whomever with the cultures and the, you know, all of that. I'm populating that into the conversation. So my apologies. And so she says, no more said, and put a period. Then I said, amen. And then a couple seconds later, she says, I'm not religious, LOL. So right away I knew, I said, you know what? There are people who are antagonists. They want to test and see who you really are. And I didn't take the post down. I didn't take her statements down. And then someone else posted behind it and said, you know, answer the question. She said, nope. And she put a period. And I said, I can hear you on that. I feel what you're saying. And she wrote back, smiled. And what I took from that is that everyone can see the same thing. And they can look at it and they can see, let's just take a cow, for instance. They can look at a cow and the cow can be a blackish, grayish color. And, you know, it could be black and white. Let's say that be black and white. But when the sun shines on it, it can look gray and people can see that gray, as opposed to you looking full on and seeing the black and the white. Everyone can look at the same thing and see something different, or their eye is attracted to something different. So what I would say, no matter what you're saying, you're doing, you're posting, what it looks like, what it is, everyone will have their own perception. But more so than that, don't let no one disturb your peace or have you grappling over what you really meant, because you're important. And what you really meant is what you really meant. And if somebody takes it who sees it, like this other lady who saw it and answered it appropriately without malice or without anything, gave an answer that was so simple that could have been given by the one who wanted to make trouble. People show signs of jealousy in different ways. They show signs of judgment. And they show signs of justification. My three J's: judgment, jealousy, and justification. And it all seemed to stem out of the word fear, that someone else is going to be better than you. And you saw yourself as top of the line. And then all of a sudden, here's somebody you never met. And you don't, you know, and they can't be that, I guess, well-balanced or non-caring. They can't be that great. But that's when you allow ego in, because there are a whole lot of great people in this world. And I'm not saying you batter yourself down or say, I'm not great or I'm not good at this. I'm not telling you that. Yeah, you be your own cheerleader and say, yeah, I'm good at that. But I'm telling you, don't let anybody, if you're saying something and you mean it from your heart, you're not doing it for malice, you're not doing a show off, you're not doing it to make them feel bad. Don't let someone belittle what you're saying. Stand up for what you say. Mean what you say. Say what you mean. And if you're doing that, when someone comes along and tries to distort your peace that you've gotten in a statement or understanding or a word or that you were speaking out, don't let nobody cross you and make your peace, disturb your peace and upset you, because they're struggling to overcome in their own area. Don't let them do that. See, when you're struggling, it not only has to do with your spiritual and your mental, it also has to take place physically. So when you're struggling and you have an issue and you lash out somebody, don't expect that it's not going to, that's physically, you want to get embroiled with somebody. You want to physically make that person feel bad or upset that person. So struggle in you can be passed on, and you can naturally want to bend someone to your thinking or bend someone to your idea of what they should be, or suggest or hypnotize. And you can be relentless. You can be impatient. You can be intolerant. All because of jealousy, judgment, and justification. All because of that. The practice of what she said, she's not religious. A lot of people use amen, but amen means the end. Means it's cool with everybody. You know, it has no religious connotation attached to it whatsoever. It's actually a Hebrew word. Ta-da! So it comes from her struggle, not knowing what it really means. And I'm going to conclude with this. Your piece is totally important. You get it? Your piece is something that back in the day when you were a little child, you can go to sleep with a drop of a hat. Now that the exterior world has kind of embedded itself or aggravates you to the point, you can get insomnia. But don't let anyone steal your peace. That's what I heard. And that's my lesson. And only one I can control is me. I figured it must be a lesson that I needed to have. And all that person was argumentative and abrupt, and it left me frustrated and kind of hurt, I knew that I should not allow someone to disturb my inner peace. And the only behavior that I can control is me. So no matter what he or she or them or they say to you, pause for a moment, take a deep cleansing breath, and return to the state of inner peace. And then answer, but don't dwell on the negativity. This is Edna J. White. I hope you got something out of it. Please subscribe. Click the button. Subscribe. Share it. Spread the word that Edna White is on Keeping It Real on purpose.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.